To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Welcome to another English edition of Črna Luknja, the local voice of anarchism on Radio Student. The focus of today's show is the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair, which took place this weekend on Metelkova and marked 10 years of the book fair. In the first part of the show, we will listen to the statement of the General Assembly of the book fair, which sheds light on the background of the spontaneous protest that took place on Saturday night in the streets of Ljubljana. In the second part, we continue with an interview with the local organizing team of the book fair. One of the workshops that took place during the book fair was about nationalism on the Balkans. Among other things, the workshop resulted in a common statement, which you can hear in the last part of today's show. As half an hour is simply not long enough to present all the amazing experiences, debates and intriguing analyses which emerged during this weekend, we will make sure to present the final statement of the book fair next time, so be sure to tune in. In the meantime, check the website www.a-federacja.org/BAB2013 for the statement, videos and other information about what went on. They say cut back, we say fight back.
Ukazuje vlada prenehate s kršitvijo javnega reda in miru. V nasprotnem primeru bodo uporabljena prisilna sredstva.
Balkanski anarhistični sejem knjig 2013.
Od 24. do 26. maja na Metelkovi in v parku Tabor.
Radikalna literatura, delavnice, sestanki, diskusije.
Kabare, razstave in koncerti.
Odprt prostor izmenjave izkušenj in kovanja načrtov.
Široka mednarodna udeležba.
Proti kapitalističnemu opustošenju gradimo
solidarnost in upor.
Vse konkretne informacije na a-federacija.org. We are the crisis for a transnational struggle against capitalism and repression. We, the participants of the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair in Ljubljana, are taking to the streets today in order to express our common rejection of capitalism and repression. We are an international community of anarchists and anti-authoritarians engaged in struggles against the regime of capitalist exploitation, austerity measures, the rise of nationalism and fascism and state repression. The global crisis of capitalism has completely discredited the dogma that capitalism and liberal democracy can provide for the well-being of all. As anarchists and anti-authoritarians, we reject austerity measures and authoritarian crisis management as a solution to the crisis. We understand austerity measures as a path towards a Europe of generalized poverty. We also reject nationalist populism and fascism as responses to the social crisis that the austerity measures are causing. The only solution to the crisis can be the destruction of capitalism and the state, and the continuous construction of new social relations, free of all forms of exploitation and domination, for a new world in the shell of the old. In the time of the crisis and intensified social conflicts, state repression is becoming increasingly brutal, and police is transforming more and more into a paramilitary force, serving the interests of political and economic elites. Basic rights of all those who resist capitalist expropriation of our lives are being continuously suspended. We stand in solidarity with all political prisoners and subjects of repression. We strongly reject the criminalization of widespread revolts. No justice, no peace, fuck the police. We invite everyone who is interested to take part in the common struggle. Let's kick capitalism while it's down. General Assembly of the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair 2013, Ljubljana, 25th May 2013.
Why, after all these millions and millions of years of evolution, why man, you and the whole world, whether it is east or west or north or south, why man has become like this? If we are to think together, and the thinking together becomes tremendously important, because we have to face a world that is rapidly disintegrating, degenerating, where there is no sense of morality, nothing sacred in life, no one respects another, violent, callous, destructive, facing wars, the atomic bomb, and all the technological boom is becoming more and more evolved.
pauza.
Let's start with the first question. Some, you know, like Germans are, we love statistics. So maybe you can give like some numbers, like how many people were presenting stuff with the tables, like short overview what kind of workshops have been held, and maybe how many people have been here for how many time.
Okay, so I think very, very important fact is that this year's Balkan Anarchist Book Fair, there were people from many countries of Europe. So we have, maybe I just put it like from the Balkans, you have people obviously from Slovenia, Croatia, Serbia, Macedonia, Bulgaria and Greece. From the other parts of Europe, you had Italy, France, Spain, UK, I mean England, Sweden, Germany, Austria, Czech Republic and Hungary, I think these are, and Belarus, yeah. So it was very successful in a sense that so many people responded the call for participation. So this is a very, I think, important fact that from so many countries people were here. So I think it was around 100 or 150 comrades from abroad, and some more from the local, from Slovenia. With the books, I think there were, I mean, with the tables, I think there were 20, maybe 20 plus tables of different or distributions, publishers or groups and organizations. I think from all the countries that people are coming, more or less, they had also presented their material at the book fair. So maybe again, like 15 to 20 different workshops and discussions that were organized already in the process towards the book fair. And you had few of them that were established in a concept of open space, so self-organized during the book fair. There were few on that as well. Besides these 15 or so workshops and discussions, there were three exhibitions of photos mainly, and posters of the previous Balkan Anarchist book fairs, and some cultural program with concerts, DJ program and cabaret on the last night. One important fact was also the part of the program was the were the three assemblies of the participants at the book fair, and maybe volunteers meetings obviously also.
So second question is, what is your first of all personal review on the book fair, and maybe also like as the group of organization, what's like your first resume?
We had a quite long process of organizing this book fair. It was kind of half a year preparing this, so in the end it was not so stressful, and everything was working, and a lot of groups helped from abroad with the presentations. It was almost everything came from
not from local teams.
But from abroad. So this helped quite a lot for the organizational team. So we actually had to just coordinate all the events and all the people who were here. Actually, everything worked fine, so we are really pleased about the whole book fair and the whole process. And it was actually no problems, mostly. So I think all together we are really happy and we are really glad that so many people attended, and from so many different countries also, and also locally. It was just this bad weather which maybe made the book fair for the local population a bit less visited that first 2 days.
I personally think that this book fair was really important for this moment that is going on. It is the after uprising in Slovenia that was lasting now for half a year, or is lasting maybe. And because the anarchists were quite present in all the cities and recognized, so it was the best moment to present yourself with the kind of program that it was, that is like public with books, with open discussions. I was really happy with cooperation of Metelkova. It is also, from my opinion, important that Metelkova is having as much as possible content from this from anarchists, better than some commercial or other content, because yeah, you have to know that this squad is not like anarchist squad, but quite a lot of different autonomous groups are present here. And for so many people, it was really anarchist way of organizing. It was like everyone were participating, it was self-organized. Also, I think it was quite good, covered all aspects of the book fair. Only thing that is shame that didn't happen but should was this book fair in the park Tabor, because this is when in some sense you could say that anarchists would go with the book fair out of our safe ghetto into the public space that is neutral, and there would be a lot of people that would just trespass or something like this.
So question is like, was now 10 years of Balkan Anarchist Book Fair, so maybe you can say a little bit about, yeah, if there was a change within the main topics of the book fair, or like if the book fair changed itself, and like how it developed in this 10 years.
This was maybe the most important fact that why we proposed that this year's book fair is organized in Ljubljana was that the first Balkan Anarchist Book Fair was held organized in the same space in Ljubljana in 2003. Obviously the book fair project had in the last 10 years its ups and downs. That means that this was the seventh book fair, so not the tenth. Not every year the project happened because of different reasons. But what is to mention is this: the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair was established directly from the communication of the regional anarchist movement at the time, especially in the countries of ex-Yugoslavia. And the situation with the anarchist movement at that time was that it was very young, with no real infrastructure or with no real already established groups or organization with continuity and activity. So it was in reality established for the purpose to have one common project around which we can organize and around which we can come together, exchange experiences and ideas, and try to find ways how to cooperate and which are the visions of development of the movement in the region. So one fact is that in 2003, obviously, the book fair was much smaller than this year's one, although it had also, it already then it had quite impressive international participation. I think at the time it was maybe it was around 50 or 70 people, but from 11 countries, if I'm not mistaken. But it was obvious that there was not a lot of publications, especially not in the languages of the countries of ex-Yugoslavia, because the publishing part of the anarchist movement is still very weak in the region, but had improved in the last years. One important fact is that the book fair itself was meant also to help those who are organizing it locally. So the idea was that with the book fair, for instance, in a country that has not well-established infrastructure for the movement, that the book fair would help all the groups that will participate in the book fair would help the local anarchist movement to establish a structure, establish a space through which people can come in contact with the anarchists, and it was successful in some countries. I mean, just yesterday we were discussing with the Greek comrades that especially, for instance, in Macedonia or in Serbia, the anarchist activities after the Balkan Book Fair became better or more of them. So this was one of the points of the agenda, why to do this kind of project, and it's good. And I think that this year's book fair was a great motivation to continue with the project, the anarchist movement. So I would agree with some of the analysis that say that if we wouldn't have, like 10 years ago, if we wouldn't have the communication and contact between each other, these small groups would not survive. But because of this contact and because of cooperation and communication, this group, in some way also together in communication, developed a strategy how to make the groups stronger and even establish some organizations and networks. So for instance, the idea about the Anarchist Federation in Slovenia is old, if we can say so. I mean, we had a try to establish a federation already in 2002. It was not the time at that time that the project would be successful, but I see today it as a very successful project. And you have similar development also in other ex-Yugoslav countries, for instance in Croatia and Serbia, especially also in Macedonia. Anarchists are more organized than were before, and there are some solid groups and organizations with which we can cooperate and work on common projects. In last years, the new contacts were established, although they existed already before, but I think they are more strong now, are the contacts with comrades from, for us, a little bit further countries like Greece or Bulgaria. But because of the struggles that are going there, is very much important, this contact. Otherwise, Slovenia has obviously a little different story already than the other ex-Yugoslav or Balkan countries, because it is already part of the European Union and was maybe one of the countries that was the least damaged by the transition from Yugoslavia. But I would say that the general political and social situation is going into the same direction in all of the countries, and also the struggles that come out of it have similar context or similar forms. For instance, in Croatia you had in last few years few examples of similar protest movements that are happening now in Slovenia, and I think anarchists were involved in similar way, especially in some of the cities. So it's obviously a good thing that we have contact, so we can exchange this experience and see together what is working, what is not, what are the most important problems, which are the forces that block the processes, and so on. So, yeah, I think we have a lot in common. We have quite a good communication. One of the projects that unites these different groups is obviously the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair project, but of course we could have much more cooperation. And during the book fair, most of the people were saying that we must come together more often on more regular basis and try to develop concrete joint projects.
Last question. Mm-hmm. What are your expectations, hopes, or your like point of views for the future? Not only for the book fair, but also for the movement and for your group.
For sure, it would be nice that the Anarchist Federation would rise with this uprising, and it is happening already. The groups are getting bigger because of our presence, and also we get new groups. Probably soon we will get some new groups. And for me, it is also a question for us how to continue this opportunity that opened with the uprising. One thing good would be for sure these districts to continue with this process, and that they are going self-organize these assemblies, and that they are existing on long term. And for my personal wish would be like that we kind of establish some kind of forum of radical left activists, anti-authorian, that would also work on the long-term basis, and so that we are more connected, because there are a few groups and individuals that sometimes are not cooperating so well sometimes. So this would be nice that it would come out of the uprising.
I would add, maybe I'm hoping that some of the ideas that were presented at the book fair or developed at this event, that they would take concrete forms in the future. So in this perspective of international cooperation, I'm hoping that some of the let's say potential campaigns or joint actions would take place in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do the revolutionary step. Resisting arrest. If you're pissed and oppressed, rely on loop troops. revolutionary step.
All my brothers, step forward, forward.
New dance craze, we storm an earthquake and shake the landscape. This giant step is like a smiling threat. I see violent femme looking wild and wet, and the style is fresh, feel alive and blessed. My girl's holding it down, no matter her try forgets. Yo, liberate yourself from mental entrapment. Keep them both feet moving and them hands clapping. Traffic blocking, barricade the street. Cops clocking, clocking when they hear us sing. But loop troop rocking, never face defeat. No stopping, stopping, yo, serious. Then put your foot down, march and sing along. Show them how the truth sounds when we 10,000 strong.
It's a 10,000 miles long marathon.
Moving out to Babylon and we're singing this song.
The revolutionary step.
A dance you will never forget.
Napovedujemo revolucijo!
Joint statement of the Balkan meeting on nationalism. The Balkan Anarchist Book Fair is an expression and an example of international solidarity, uniting comrades from Slovenia, Croatia, Serbia, Macedonia, Greece, Bulgaria, Belarus, Czech Republic, Austria, Germany, Italy, France, Spain, England, Sweden, and Hungary. Each anarchist gathering is an opportunity to unite our forces in the struggle against capitalism and the state, thus against nationalism, a weapon the ruling class is using to divide us. The Balkan countries have a long history of ethnic and religious conflicts, which is why the working class must mobilize their forces in a social conflict instead, for the purpose of focusing on real problems, such as cutting social rights due to austerity measures, rising unemployment, and increasing poverty for the majority of people. As always, in times of crisis, the ruling structures once again turn to nationalism to divide the people and strengthen their own power. In addition, the Balkan countries are slowly joining Europe's chauvinism, taking over the repressive attitude towards immigrants. That is why, as anarchists, we must regain focus on the struggle against all forms of nationalism. For as long as there is the state, nationalism will always follow. We can oppose nationalistic hatred only by solidarity between all oppressed groups of society, regardless of national borders. We must all rise in a social struggle, everywhere in the world. No war between peoples, no peace between classes. The participants in the Balkan meeting on nationalism. Balkan Anarchist Book Fair, Ljubljana, 26th of May, 2013.
What's a revolution to you? To kill their bosses and take their money.
Dobro, jebate, kako ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?